long, long run, if you ask me, this then becomes a fundamental discussion where we are. I think you'll have heard this narrative maybe a bit before, but we're in a fantasy economic environment where there's no real interest rates officially being paid. The liquidity that's creating is not finding its way in supporting SMEs. In fact, many SMEs were destroyed in the 2008 downturn and had oversized overdrafts that, even though they could continue to function, they couldn't service the new debt that they picked up with the sudden loss of market. So it's that has all just been channeled to the 1%ers and the speculation. So we have a massive speculation game, and that's where some of maybe your casino questions have asked. And the man in the street is righteously indignant with the banking system and the political system and the central banking cabal in terms of how they've rewarded and continue to reward with asset price bubbles the elite few that have the means at the expense of socializing the costs on the masses. So my view is that it's quite an amoral existence that we have, and we all have to do our best to bring it to an end, and by doing that you will be serving yourself. And my belief system is that in the long run we will have a reset event that will occur that will possibly look like it's come out of the blue, and everyone, like Greenspan said, was a black swan event, when in fact the meltdown was very predictable. Only a black swan to him. Someone will once again come in and say, how could you expect that to have occurred? And it was out of the blue. But we are teetering on the edge of the cliff, and it will just take the little fingertip to do it. So there'll be an event, and it'll all be blamed on that event. The way to defend against that is I'd expect there to be bank runs, possibly. So keep sufficient cash at home. I would certainly have cash alternatives in the intrinsic physical metals, silver and gold. And any other bullion, I would certainly say do not be highly leveraged in property. It's great to own property, and in the long run having a physical asset will serve you well, but in the possibility of an incredible freakish economic environment that may see monetary policy suddenly change dramatically to high interest rates, people that are on 90% or even 80% loan to values on homes are going to have to watch out. It could turn quite ugly there. So get your loan to values on any profits under control so that you could sit through a substantial change in the interest environment. So that sounds a little bit negative and underlyingly negative. I think anything that resets an imbalance is actually in the long run a positive, because then we can go forward honestly. We can go forward where every citizen is more fairly. We have to make sure the people that engineered this situation aren't the people that re-engineer the new system, because they inherently built it to serve and have allowed it through lobbying groups, corporatocracy. I mean, we have Starbucks and people like this saying they're not making a dime in the UK, yet they keep wanting to open stores, and they do all their transfer pricing through other geographies so that they can get away with paying tax because they have a lower tax threshold. We have a corporatocracy. If I don't pay my tax bill, I have all ends of things happening to me. They'll come and seize every single asset of mine, and there's corporates that can get away with doing it, and many of them American multinationals, at the same time as they're harvesting all our IT information and sharing them with security agents. So I just think we've lost a moral compass in our society as a whole. And I think there will be a lash out, and there will be governments that will blame traders and speculators every time there's a crash, even though it may be nothing to do with me. If I choose to short the euro against the Swiss franc and the peg falls, it will be just looking after myself in an unsustainable system or setup that they have created and have fostered and have provided liquidity for institutions to actually enjoy and exploit. So prepare for an outlier event and do things you probably wouldn't be less prone to think of in a more normal environment, and treat it as an optimistic activity, because by getting yourself well prepared, A, you're looking after and serving your family as the leader of the family, if you're male or female, and more importantly, you diminish the downside for yourself, and there will be huge opportunities in every huge crisis. So once again, just like you can't appreciate day without night, if that is deemed a night, there will be a great opportunity. So if you are liquid and you are well-resourced and you are well set up to cope in the coming environment, you will absolutely flourish potentially.